531.
The celebrated Pacific Fusion Fashion Show will return to South Auckland Saturday, the 4th of December 2021, showcasing 11 Polynesian designers. This year's group of designers includes a diverse mix of established and emerging talent who will bring an eclectic and exciting range of looks to the runway. Since launching in 2016, the acclaimed fashion event has grown a loyal and enthusiastic audience, and after a successful digital event streamed live from Wellington in late 2020, the event is proud to be returning to its South Auckland roots for 2021 event. We're joined now by a Pacific Fusion Fashion Show founder and director, Nora Swan, for more. Maroshi for, and thank you for your time as always, Nora.
Malo, lava ma'a, good to see you.
Good to see you too, and you're looking well, so that's good. Now, can you give us an overview of this year's edition for Pacific Fusion Fashion Show 2021?
Yep, so ma'a, you would have seen that we went live with our marketing campaign last Thursday, and it actually really blew up on Instagram, did well on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. So it's good to see the support, not only from the fashion community, the Pacific fashion community, but everyone else as well. So our website went live as well, fusionfashion.co.nz. It does share some 11 amazing designers who are part of this year's show. A big thing is, you know, with us, with Fusions, our venues always, you know, everyone's always interested to where we're going to be having the event, which area in South Auckland, as well as what kind of event are we having. So you would have seen in the video we had posted, you know, old Papa Toi Toi, out on the road. It took us a lot of hard work to do that video. You know, we had to stop those lights a lot of times. Angry people, our people were angry, but good to see that our people are really supportive as well.
Now, with regards to the designers that are going to be showcased this year at the Pacific Fusion Fashion Show in December, tell us more about that, Nora.
Yep, so we do have some returning designers here, which is really good. It's always good when our designers return. One exciting thing is it's our first ever Rotuman designer will be participating in this year's show. I think we've got more guy designers as well, which is pretty cool. But a good mixture of everyday wear, couture, and, you know, garments for special occasions. So a really nice mix of what you'll see on the runway.
And also just in terms of representation across the Pacific as well, we've got some from every corner of the Pacific represented there, Nora?
Yes, we do. Tongan, Samoan, Rotuman, Cook Island, Niue, Tonga. So a really nice mix there. And, you know, we always would love to have more representation from our Melanesian and Micronesian family, but it's really hard when borders are shut. So yeah, we've made sure that there's a nice mix though this year.
When you're sourcing designers to take part in the Pacific Fusion Fashion Show, or even looking at you know, scouting locations and even looking at the theme, you know, how does that work? What are those discussions with you and your team, Nora?
You know, it kind of starts, you know, our show ends, we have a good 2-3 month break, Ma'a, and then it's right back into it. So it's the designing team, we start conversations first as well as the creative team, but it feels like a never-ending conversation, because even when our time off, we're still scouting and looking at, you know, what's happening up there in the Pacific space for fashion designers and models. So it kind of feels like even though we get 3 months off, we're always currently looking to see what's happening.
6 years in, do you feel every year it's like, you know, raising the bar, and with the raising of the bar that, you know, that adds more pressure to you and the team, Nora?
Oh, most definitely. And it's always the last event, you know, that sets the standard. Then we need to beat it the next year. So I'm really lucky that I've got a really creative team that's helping us with our events. I had a conversation with one of your colleagues last week, and, you know, we had COVID last year and it was really hard to navigate that space. It's the same thing again this year, Ma'a. Not only are we creating this event, but we need to constantly keep in contact with our designers, the models and everyone in relation to the show, just to make sure that everyone's okay, because that's that, you know, there's an added element of pressure there.
For those not familiar with the story behind the Pacific Fusion Fashion Show, you know, take us back and an overview of how it all came to be, Nora.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been in the fashion industry for nearly 10 years now, so I feel I've got a good network of Pacifica people who are in the fashion industry, and we felt like we never had a platform where we could authentically be Pacifica. So that's why Pacific Fusion Fashion Show was created in 2016, so we could authentically tell our own stories. Every year it gets better, but it doesn't mean that it gets easier. You know, we still have to go out there and get partners to come on board, you know, contra and financial support. So although it's really fantastic to have this event, we do need the support of the Pacific community behind us.
6 years in, Nora, you know, and in terms of the voice of Polynesian fashion, is it growing louder on a global scale? I think I read somewhere that we've had recently a Polynesian designer featured in Italian Vogue of all magazines.
Wow, almost definitely. It goes to show that there is a demand for Pacific fashion. You know, we do have so much to offer, but we do need the support. So it's good that things are happening, that there's a lot of momentum, because we can only get bigger and better.
For you, you know, being the creative force and the visionary for this, you know, every year that you put on the show, what does it mean to you? And is it something that you ever sort of like take for granted? And especially now that, you know, it's becoming known, you know, globally or in the fashion world?
Definitely not. I think we should never become stagnant. You know, you should be trying to push yourselves both personally and professionally, not only for myself, but this is to anyone, everyone who's Pacifica in the fashion industry. You know, I did some research a few months back, and, you know, in New Zealand, fashion only contributes to 4% of the economy. So just think about how much does Pacifica actually contribute. You know, if we want those numbers to grow, we need to be supporting Pacific fashion.
And for those attending this year in December, 4th of December in Papatoe in Auckland, well, you know, what's the vibe, or what you want people attending to take away from this year's show, Nora?
So, you know, Ma'a, we all know what's happening with lockdowns right now, and we know that safety is foremost the most important thing. So we are taking government's lead in terms of our show going ahead. We do have a backup plan happening for January, and if need be, we will push that back to February. But it really is, you know, especially for us here in Auckland, we've been in lockdown for a long time, but there's some really exciting things. And we know that when we shared that trailer last week, man, just the feedback we got, there's a lot of excitement. So yeah, I am pretty much saying, get excited, you know, start thinking about your outfits. We have said that we're going to have mandatory masks. So we want people to go really hard out, and it's going to be a really good time for us to celebrate Pacific fashion.
And of course, for all the details on and where to get tickets for Pacific Fusion Fashion Show 2021, Nora, please.
Yes, so I'm definitely on our website, so www.fusionfashion.co.nz. Pacific Fusion Fashion Show is on Facebook, and we're selling tickets through Event Finder.
Founder and director of Pacific Fusion Fashion Show, Nora Swan. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Nora, and all the very best for December.
Whaafua. Whaafua.